Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate. That sounds so powerful to me. President of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. I'm campaigning for that president's position. And real quick, I just want to put this in the atmosphere. Your current local president appears to be so comfortable that you're going to just blindly elect him back into office. Do you realize that on today, July 14th, he and the vice president made an office visit to Citygate? They arrived towards the end of tour two, going into tour three. And I literally watched this individual walk through areas that had mail handlers in it, and he gave them like a Miss America type wave. Now, listen, I'm not going negative. I'm pointing out the obvious. How are you a local president and you walk through a facility of members that you have been elected to represent and don't stop and shake somebody's hand and speak to them? How do we get to that point? I say we change that. I say that as a local president, I challenge, after my first year in office, I challenge any office or any mail handler in Indiana, Ohio, or Kentucky to say they don't know who their local president is. That's off the bat, that's going to change. You see, I need to talk to members. Because the members are going to give me, as president, a different perspective than what my officers may report. Does that make sense? Sometimes you got to get in the trenches with your members and communicate with them so that they understand that we are on the same level. The decisions you make affect me and you. See, you don't have that right now. So I understand why the level of complacency or apathy is so high in Local 304. And all I want to say is let's not bombard me with negative comments about Ken Hodges throwing stones or whatever. I ask you to do me a favor. When the local president comes through, when the current local president comes through your office, is there an exchange of conversations? Does he take the time to talk to mail handlers on the floor? You see, now let me tell you something. Because my campaign is rearing up or picking up more steam, you're probably going to see your local president in your office more because, again, we vote this November. But I want you to think about something. How much throughout the year have you seen him? So, again, if you allow yourself to be ignored 2.5 years and then on the back half of the third year, because that's an election year, the president will come around, apparently still not speaking, but come around, and you're okay with that, then you're saying you're okay with the lackadaisical representation that you get from the local level. And I stand firm when I tell you that will change, and that will change for the better, and it will change immediately. So one of the first and foremost changes that you're going to see in your local after I'm elected is you're going to see a local president that breaks bread with all mail handlers. I will never, and I do mean never, walk through a facility as local president without spending time talking to my mail handlers. Now, you got to remember, if I'm there for a particular reason, that's one thing. But when I come through on an office visit, again, it's going to be announced. Members are going to know that the local president and the staff is in the area because I want to prepare you to ask me whatever it is that you might need an answer to. This is Ken Hodge, and this was a take five on how not to visit an office that has constituents in it that elected you to your position. See, this was a good example of how not to do that. Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. A president with presence and a team with presence. Have a nice day.